Current State on 90.5 WKAR. A new moose exhibit is underway at Lansing's Potter Park Zoo, and Current State's Melissa Benmark joins me now with more. Willow and Miko are moving into new digs, Melissa?
Indeed, and the flash flooding we've had over the last couple weeks has not been all that helpful to the project, but
I imagine.
The new digs are moving right along, and to find out more about what that was going to entail, I talked to Zoo Executive Director Sherry Graham about the project, starting with a look at where the moose live now.
Well, right now they're staying in what used to be the old scimitar-horned oryx area. It's actually in our master plan where the moose are supposed to be. And so when we got our first moose, we were all excited to begin implementing our master plan and to go ahead and dig the pond. Well, the first thing we found out is that right in the middle of the pond is a high-pressure natural gas line. And so we had to make alternate arrangements. So we have this wonderful duck pond back in the back of the zoo, which would be a perfect habitat. So we ask for an amendment to our master plan from the county commissioners, who graciously granted it. And now they're going to have about a 4-acre area back there. And I was told by my staff that, gosh, Sherry, all we really need is a lean-to and a taller fence, and we're going to be good to go. Well, close to $600,000 later, we're going to have a very nice state-of-the-art moose exhibit that's going to have a water feature, and they'll be able to cool off, and there'll be a very nice barn for them where we can do procedures, and it'll have a training wall. It'll have two stalls and where they can be off exhibit. For instance, when Miko is in rut, we'll need to keep him off exhibit. So it's going to be very, very nice, and it's just a wonderful spot for them. And I think they'll enjoy it, especially in hot weather, because they'll be able to get into that pond and cool down. Right now, we have sprinklers on them and fans on them.
Well, I had wondered about that because I was reading that they really don't do well much over 80 degrees.
No, they don't. And in fact, a couple weeks ago when it was so awfully warm, they kind of scared us. But we were able to get them inside, and we put big blocks of ice in front of the fans and kept them cool. And pretty soon they were doing fine again, but they got too warm. And one of the things that was surprising to us is they didn't try to get out of it. We had to coax them to come inside where it was cooler. Our expectation would have been that, oh my gosh, I'm too hot, I'm going inside. That was not their thought process. So we had to coax them into coming inside.
So this pair, Willow and Miko, how old are they now?
Miko is a little over two and, no, I'm sorry, Willow is a little over two and Miko's a little over one.
So they were both orphans?
Yes.
And you've got them both within the last...
2 years.
2 years.
They came from Alaska. They were orphans. They came from the Alaska Zoo. They were placed with the Alaska Zoo with the Department of Natural Resources in Alaska. And then we brought them from the Alaska Zoo to Lansing via FedEx through Indianapolis at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say the moose moving process must have been an interesting one.
It was a lot of fun to show up at 2 o'clock in the morning at FedEx and go into the office and say, I'm here for a moose.
Well, at least you knew there couldn't be much confusion over.
That's right. Although we did transport them in conjunction with the Columbus Zoo, so there were three moose on the flight.
So, are they related to each other,
or
you hoping for them to be a breeding pair?
Well, we don't have a breeding recommendation for them, and that's one thing in a zoo we need to have before we breed them. We need to have a place for the offspring to go. So far, not yet.
But if someone were to come to you saying, hey, we're the ex-zoo and we have room for a baby moose.
There's a possibility.
Okay.
We'd have to discuss that a lot in our animal welfare and our animal management meeting, which we have in place to make sure that we have good places for any offspring that we have.
That's really interesting because I think most people just think, well, you just get a couple moose and you put them in the yard. And I don't know that people are aware of all the thinking that goes behind.
No, there's a lot of thinking behind it, yes.
Yeah. Talk about moose personality. Does this affect how you design your habitat in terms of, you know, are they okay with people looking at them? Are they kind of shy and you kind of want to hide them a little bit and give them privacy? I mean, how does the moose personality affect how you design the exhibit?
Well, I think like people, every personality is different. We happen to have two very personable moose. When we go out and take donors or visitors to see them, they'll come right in and you can touch them and feed them bananas, not necessarily the native food, but they really are very personable and like to be around people. In the wild, they're more or less a solitary animal. I got a kick out of when we got our first drawing back from our architect, there were like a gazillion moose in the rendering, you know. I said, whoa, first of all, we're going to have two, possibly three, and they're not a herd animal. So, but they're, it'll be interesting to see how they adapt to their new environment, if they'll hide or if they'll come up close. They seem to come up close to the fence now from time to time and are curious about the people that are looking at them. And then sometimes they'll just go over and lay in the shade. All of our animals, we try to provide some space for them to retreat. So if they're sick of being looked at, as any of us can identify with, they have a place to hide and to have a little downtime.
So moose then are not generally a herd animal. So no. How do these two get along with each other?
Well, they get along real well right now. When they were first introduced, not so much. It was kind of cute because Miko went over to Willow, as any teenage boy would anticipate an older female, an older attractive female, and was getting rather frisky with her, and she turned around, kicked him square in the shins. And that was kind of, okay, this is how we're going to get along. And since then, they've gotten along quite well.
Once the basics were laid
down. That's right.
We're talking with Sherry Graham, Executive Director of the Potter Park Zoological Society, about the new moose exhibit that's being built there. So the ducks are going to get moved.
The ducks have been moved.
Oh, they've been moved.
Yes.
Okay.
We let the wild ones find their own way out, and we've taken some of our other birds into other places in our zoo.
When the day comes, how do you move the moose? I mean, they're not, I'm sure, halter trained like
no,
a horse would
we're
be.
Not going to put them in a halter and, you know, parade them down through the zoo. We will work on training them to go into a stock trailer. And then we will drive the stock trailer down to their new digs, and they'll get out and start to explore. And I'm guessing that'll be up to the keepers and the animal management team on how just exactly they're going to do that. And they'll be very closely watched. We have a lot of docents that help us with that. When we have an animal watch, we have docents signed up 24 hours a day sometimes in order to watch for birth or hatching or some new behavior when we've introduced animals to one another. One of the interesting things about the area that we chose to put them in, again, you know, a lean-to and a taller fence, we'd be good. Well, of course, that's never true. But about 80% of our vegetation out there would have been toxic to moose, so it had to be removed. So we're in the process of doing some of that. We've done a lot of it already, and then we'll have to do a lot of re-landscaping so that they have plants that they can munch on safely.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about what they ate, because I was reading that the volume of food that they consume is, obviously they're not going to be able to just graze in there. So how does that all work?
Well, they eat some pelleted material that's designed specifically for them.
Moose chow,
yes. And then they also have a lot of browse. They love willow, and we have an issue in finding enough willow. We've talked with the Parks Department, individuals. We've put any place we go by that has a willow tree in their yard, we put a little thing in their mailbox and said, the next time you trim your tree, so if anyone has willow that they would like to donate, one of the things we do with it, and we put it in great big garbage bags and then we freeze it, and it's kind of like a willow sickle, and they don't mind eating that at all.
Well, Sherry Graham, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck on the moose exhibit again. When are you hoping?
We were hoping that it would be completed while we still had nice weather so people could come in and see it. We still have our fingers crossed, but we're not making any promises. But for sure, we'll be up and running full tilt with it next spring.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, and thank you for continued interest in Potter Park Zoo.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.